I am really pleased to welcome into the studio Philippa Pereira Stubbs. I'm sorry I got your name wrong earlier. She's the director of Dance Moves in Cambridge, and you run a program of dancing for, I kind of say dancing for well-being, or no project?
No, absolutely. But, so we
come a little bit closer.
That I'm involved with is the lead artist on the Dance for Health program.
Do you want to try the other microphone? I think we seem to have issues with that microphone.
Sure. How are we doing with
that's
this one?
That's much better. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that one.
That's okay.
It did sound like it. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
No, it wasn't good. You. I think there's something wrong with it. But
all right. So I'm the lead dance artist on the Dance for Health programme, which is at Adam Brooks and Rosie. So the university's hospitals. And that is really exciting. That's a programme that was set up some 5 years ago, and it is actually the only ongoing regular dance program in the whole of the UK.
Wow.
And we work across different wards. It's about bringing, it's about a lot of things, but essentially it is working with patients. I don't know if you've been a patient, Alex, but when you go into hospital, it can be a very bewildering, upsetting experience for a lot of people. They have that sense that their life has been interrupted. Mm-hmm. Sometimes by pure misfortune, sometimes because of something, a difficult illness or disease. And of course, when you arrive in hospital, I have to say, at Adam Brooks, you're very, very well looked after, but you become a patient. And when you become a patient, you lose your sense of yourself. And all radio listeners will know that the things that make us feel most ourselves is when we choose a piece of music we like, when we walk with a friend, when we garden, when we have our favourite dog or our favourite dance in the kitchen. And all of that's taken away from you. You get a hospital number and you become the person mm-hmm. with a broken hip. So the dance programme was set up to facilitate a sense of normality. So an oasis of, Dr. Stephen Wallace, one of the lead consultants, calls it an oasis of normality. And we bring in music, we bring in movement. Of course, we sit in chairs. We help people get back a sense of themselves, bring themselves into sensation in their body, literally, with hands, with movement exercises. And it starts in a very structured way because my job is to make sure they're okay physiologically. And then we begin to improvise. I might say to a group, what's your favourite song? Que sera, sera, Doris Day is always a winner.
Oh, I can see why.
Dean Martin, you know, yep. Nat King Cole, mm-hmm. depending on who I'm working with. But the music is eclectic and varied. And it helps people remember who they are. It brings them back to that sense of part of me is ill, part of me is unwell. But more than that, somewhere inside I am well. And that is the human condition. We are always striving towards health. So my work is to just bring that to the forefront a little bit more. And I have to say it's a fantastic job. I work across 7 or 8 wards. I work in the Department of Medicine for the Elderly, neurorehabilitation, stroke, diabetes, endocrinology. I've worked in cancer, worked with the tiny newborn babies, which was extraordinary. And what music do you play a newborn baby? And it receives a lot of support at the hospital.
So, yeah, so you said it's been going for over 5 years.
Yeah, over 5 years.
And it's been, this is sort of an ongoing research programme, isn't it, to look at how this is affecting as well?
It's part of the arts programme. So mm-hmm. Adam Brooks has an amazing arts programme that is headed up by Natalie Ellis, and it was supported for a long time by ACT. ACT is the Adam Brooks Charitable yep. Trust, and they really do so much to bring all these innovative programmes into the hospital. But the last 2 years were funded by the Dunhill Medical Trust, and that really allowed us to expand the programme over 2 years. So that's the kind of funding we need to be able to go for 2 or 3 years at a go.
And do you have sort of different groups for each one? And you know, do you a set programme of, say, 10 weeks or something, or do people drop in? How does it work?
Alex, I go in every single week,
right.
Every Thursday and every Friday. I have a great team of volunteers who have expertise in movement. We visit the different wards and we have staff who attend the sessions, but the patients, you never know what you're going to get.
Okay.
Sometimes I go into wards and I might have two or three really frail, ancient folk who are really at the end of their tether. They are very confused, they're very depressed, and we'll just do something very gentle. We'll listen to things like, ooh, I don't know, you know, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Judy Garland, music that it can give hope. Some people on the stroke ward, sadly, are you know, younger, a lot younger, and they have had the shock of their lives and they're determined to get better, so they want really uplifting music. Yeah, it's different each week. Sometimes I can work with the same patient over a period of weeks and months, and that's a real pleasure because I can see them get better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you're just, you know, you're helping everybody in their in each way. So
yeah. What's lovely, I have to say, the best is when somebody comes in who's never danced before. I love the idea that they've discovered dance at the hospital, and then might go on to do some more when they leave.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's become really popular as a, you know, I think with the rise of things like Strictly on the television, on a mainstream, you know, at prime time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know myself, I think, oh, I'd love to know how to dance properly. I think I'm sure more and more people enjoy watching it and would like to have a go. But there's always, again, a bit like everything, oh, I don't know how to do it properly. But, you know, no dance is wrong dance, is there? It's a bit like no singing is wrong singing, you know.
That's a really good thing to say, because people do. So some of the older folk that I work with, in their youth, they would go dancing four or five times.
Yes.
And I've heard all the stories about the Dorothy and all the amazing places people used to go dancing. Younger generations struggle a lot more, and they do worry initially. I'm not a dancer. How can I do this? And it's my work to bring movement in such a way that they can find their own movement. And a lot of this work is very scientific. For example, when you move slowly in improvised ways, so you don't know what your next movement is going to be, that's actually really good for the brain. When you move in synchrony with somebody else, you've got parts of the brain that will actually engage, create new neuropathways. So there's a lot of good, strong science behind this, which is obviously why it works. And then you take it to a level where it's enjoyment. So if you enjoy something, you're going to do it again. And that's what we're really trying to work towards.
Because I guess those that can move more than others, it's good exercise as well.
Absolutely.
And you know, we know also that you know, there's more and more research saying that, you know, exercise is really good for you. But again, I know if I want to go out and I love dancing, that you can't help but feel good after you've had a good dance.
So good.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
And the same with sort of other arts. So I guess it's a part of a whole arts programme, because you said, you know, singing has been shown, you know, to be very good for dementia patients. So I'm guessing with your dancing and music, you're doing, you know, a bit of singing must come into there.
Yes,
probably
that's
as well.
Right, Alex, absolutely. No, we really do. We sing a lot. And singing's good for the lungs. Mm-hmm. It's good to help with breath issues. It's a nice way for people who perhaps have forgotten even their names or who the person sitting next to them is. They will remember old songs. It's a way for them to feel engaged, that they belong to the group. And it really lifts the spirits, singing. And what I have had times where people have sung to hymns, in different languages, using their own words, making up their own words, but just that sense of being with a group of people where we're working towards something positive. It's a very human condition, really, that singing and dancing, we've been doing that forever, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely. So if people want to get involved, so I'm thinking maybe people might want to volunteer or get involved, because you do programmes in the community, don't you, dementia?
I do, we only touched slightly on. A programme on a Tuesday morning at Horizon Resources, which is supported by the Cambridge County Council. That's been running a very long time as well. And that really is for folk who are living with a dementia. And they come with their carers or their family or their friends. And that is probably, Cambridge's best kept secret. Mm. It's so positive. It's
and
so
where's
happy.
Where's that?
That's on the Sainsbury's Coldhams Lane roundabout.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. That
the big one with the new church.
New church.
Yes.
So is it in that building?
It's that old municipal building.
Oh,
it's been
okay.
There for a long time.
Opposite there, almost.
Opposite Sainsbury's.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is a programme where, again, we sit, we move together, people stand up, dance. Ah, oh, just bring back a sense of connection. We build relationship. Everybody joins in. It's integrated. It's inclusive. So the carers join in. We take it as we need to. So some days it's quiet. Some days we're rock and rolling. You know, it really depends on the mood. And I think that's an important thing to remember, is that we're all on the continuum of wellness. Sometimes you get out of bed and you feel horrible. Mm-hmm. And you put a good song on and something shifts in you. That's the same for everybody. Any stage, any age of your life. We all share that. Mm. So that group you can get in touch with by contacting me. The Adam Brooks program, I think the best way is to call the Adam Brooks telephone number, which I think you've got
So the Adam Brooks telephone number, if you want it, is Cambridge. That's 01223 245 151. That's and if you don't remember that number, just if you Google Adam Brooks Hospital, contact us. The details are there.
Perfect.
And ask them about the Dance for Health program.
You can either contact Natalie Ellis or you can go to ACT, which is the Adam Brooks Charitable Trust.
And then how do people get to you if they want to join the dementia group?
So that you would just have to email me.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yep. And what's your email address?
So here we go.
Okay.
It's a long one.
Okay.
It's lowercase P. PEREIRASTUBBS at yahoo.co.uk.
Okay.
What I could also do is give a number to you, Alex, and then people could and then they could contact.
So if they want to get me on alex@cambridge105.co.uk, and I could always pass on the number for that one.
And apologies, my website is down at the moment. Otherwise, I'd give you that.
Also, that's another way we can Google you.
So
Philippa Pereira Stubbs is.
Right,
if they Googled you, they'd probably find you anyway, wouldn't they?
Alex,
thank you ever so much. That's so interesting.
My pleasure.
And let's see. We all enjoy music and we all enjoy a good dance. So it's brilliant to hear
Thank
that it's been
so
taking
much.
Place in the hospital.
Thanks.
Thank
good.
You.